Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The narrator
telling you why
China is falling.
Now, this American,
the ripple effect. Just imagine the ripple effect.
If it happened in China, it can damn sure happen here.
You know,
so everybody
pay close attention on this information.
Video is already started.
I'm not going to start it over.
Alright.
Trouble with their economy.
You know? So, I just want to see, is Russia having the same trouble?
You know?
Or whatever. You know?
But listen to this video and try to take notes and everything. We're going back to the basis of what this podcast is for. UFOs, strange phenomenon, super stories, you know, applications on the government, UFOs. We're going back to those bases, okay? Now, let's hope this thing don't start acting up. But we're going on the basis. Listen to China. Now pay close attention.
This is not bankrupt to Sri Lanka or any other developing country. This is the scene in China, the world's second largest economy.
The world's second largest economy.
Investigation that shows that the fraudster behind the Hunan Bank scheme has possibly left the country and gotten foreign citizenship. The government is refusing to return the $6 billion that disappeared from bank deposits. As the news picks up steam in Chinese social media and mainstream media, the strain on Chinese banks is getting heavier and heavier. Now it's deemed less safe to keep cash in these banks, including the big four state-owned banks. It's extremely likely that China is heading towards a complete collapse of its financial systems as people lose trust in the banks. This could have far-reaching effects on its economy.
So everyone, they're talking about banks in China and everything. All I'm saying is, I want to talk about the top of it, that it could have happened to America. You know, we got the FICD insurance, bank insurance, federal insurance to protect us. But suppose something happened to that and something happened to our banks. Just like here in China, you know. And and in the real world, China is the second economy. I mean, it's our other leg. Believe me, China is our other leg. One leg is American leg with the strongest economy, and China is the other leg to hold America up, because we get stuff from China. And other countries do too, and all. If y'all know how all that stuff works. Do your research and everything. So my advice to you, pay close attention to this if you don't know about the bank business. Same thing you do here in China, we do here in America too. Federal deposit insurance. A lot of protesters and onlookers wondered. That's the one we got here in the United States, the FDI.
Maryland homeowners, if you're tired of paying too much money for electricity and have a history of paying your bills on time, then you can be eligible for a program that allows you to go service. services as normal deposits.
This is real,
but in reality,
it could happen here.
Investing in wealth management products. Yeah, about that. Only regular deposits are covered under deposit insurance, which makes sense as investments do carry risk. The only sucky part is that all these customers thought they were putting their money in as normal deposits and were getting 4% returns, only realizing after the fact that they had been duped. So, some customers decided to take the banks to court in hopes of recovering their money. The court basically said that the bank can't be held liable as it was the employees who colluded with the Hinan Investment Group, not the bank. Everyone is just trying to shift blame to the next guy, all while average citizens are suffering. Now, this is where the CCP puts out a statement to calm the crowds, right? Well, no, not really. The CCP basically said that everyone should look into the numbers and financial statements of the banks before depositing your money. Don't fall for false advertising.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spread too far to cover up, the authorities had to give in. A
few days ago, Chinese authorities announced that they will start repaying most of the victims, but only up to $7,400. The government is trying to bring back social stability by opening up its checkbook to make customers happy, but this opens up a whole new can of worms. Most of these customers had their whole life savings in these banks. For some, that figure ranged in millions of dollars. Is 50,000 yuan or $7,400 going to be enough to calm these victims? While outsiders have wondered, where will this money come from? A lot of people argue that it's not fair to use tax money to repay people.
Okay, people. So I hope that that lesson and everything that you heard on YouTube, y'all heard it. And I don't know if y'all heard it or not until I play back the tape. But what I was watching on YouTube, it was about China banks. And if you heard the content and listening to it, if it did went through on the mic and everything, I don't know because I couldn't hear it on my mic. But it did pick up and everything, and you would listen to it. Somewhere, somehow, China banks are failing, and all. And China banks is just like our banks. I mean, and the topic is, I just wonder, hopefully it would never happen, and American banks is just like China banks, you know. They got crooked people up there in the top, you know. And then it's just like it, and you get put $90 in the bank. The bank lets you, that other person borrowed that $90. The bank take $10 and let you, and then you borrow, they go borrow, they let you borrow $81. The bank take $10. And the cycle keep repeating and all. But, and that's how our American bank system works. And that's right. That's how it works. With the money you got in the bank, they put it in the vault. And then when somebody need a loan, they take that money, that loan, and give it to that person. That's your money they giving. That's why you have to pay the bank back. Back the banks back those loans. Because if you don't, the money that they gave out is other people's money. You know. And we can't just have that going on, you know. So I just hopefully that we never come to that point that like it's in China and all. That is some scary radio though. Some really scary material. And person who did that contact on YouTube did a really good job, you know. Got a lot of other material and content from YouTube, like UFOs and stuff like that, and strange phenomenon, conspiracy stories and stuff. Just a whole bunch of stuff going back to the roots of what this podcast is for. But I will be getting into my life to let you know how I'm doing and all every now and then. Let you know, like, when I say it's paid, that means all my bills is paid, you know, and let you know that my life is great. That means I'm at peace, you know, I'm at peace, and God is opening doors. He make no bridges, He opening up the seas and moving mountains for me, you know. But we gotta pray, people. We gotta start praying that we will never fall like China or any other country, third world country or Middle East country, you know. And it's, to me, I just hope that we can keep it steady and handle for a long, long time, you know. I hope the Republicans and Democrats one day can sit down at the table, have a good dinner, laugh it off, be friends, and don't let their ego bother them. Put the American people first. and then put their self last. You know, and then they sit down at the table or go to their bar and all and drink it and say, we did that. Put this country and make it more greater. Because it's already a great country. It's been a great country for over 200 years. Just make America more greater. Get rid of all the prejudices. Have more tough gun control. I mean, real tough gun control. Make it hard for people who threaten putting posts online. If you put one post online, you even say that you're going to go on to school, you'll get suspended from school. The school will call the police and Child Protective Service, and everybody will get involved, including the police. You even mention the word gun in school. That's how tough it have to be. You know, I'm serious. That's how tough it has to be now. You even missing the word gun, the teacher will pull you out, take you to the office. Investigation will be done. Police and detectives will come to your house, have a reason doubt because you keep talking about it. You posted it online. They will do an investigation, and more people will get involved. And the only thing people that you're going to hurt is your parents, who don't have no idea what you've been doing in your bedroom on a computer. Instead of going to the office or pulling a teacher aside or pulling a school counselor aside and say, I got a problem. A lot of people picking on me and I got thoughts of doing this. They would know what to do. You know, and that's one of the reasons how we can stop school shooting. If the child is even look like he's a troubled child, and you even have a doubt that that child, and all the parents who got guns in the house, those teachers need to look at those parents too, and make sure they okay. You know, hey, you want to carry a gun? You want to put it in the house, and you don't look at your children, what they doing on the internet and all, or on that phone. You pay the gas electric. How do you think the computer work if you don't pay the gas electric? So they don't have no privacy until they turn 18 or 21. And long they live in under your roof, that privacy is violated. We're gonna make sure you won't be posting nothing. Nothing. That's troubling. I mean, it even look like it's trouble. It's time to do something. Call that school counselor. Call that school principal. Counselor, school counselors, teachers. If this one doubt coming in your mind, and she or he look like she gonna do something, get to that principal. Have a meeting with that principal and the parents. And get the protectors, police protectors involved. Go look at that house. And Clooney worked too. You know, school shooting and employment places. We just had one a couple years ago here in Maryland. At the Rite Aid warehouse. I think about 1 or 2 years ago. We had a shooting there. I don't know what part of Maryland. I know it was the Rite Aid warehouse though. And the guy came to work, punched in, went back to his car, and the worst happened. You know, this was like two, three years ago. I don't know how long it was. I just want to forget stuff like that. I just want to think about the good things. Because the good things is going to get you through life, not the bad things. You know, But I'm just hoping everybody's doing fine on this Sunday. And I just want y'all to be aware of the China bank problem. And I'm going to have a lot more contact for you. And we're already going to season 4. And season 3 is definitely going to be the season to remember. When I look back on these podcast shows, season 3 and 2 and probably 1 too. 1 is definitely going to be remembered because it's my first year. But season 2 and definitely 3 is definitely going to be the podcast two seasons that I'm going to remember the most. Now, I don't know what season 4 is going to do, what happened on season 4. But I know everybody need to get to YouTube because I want to get to 1,000 subscribers. And I definitely want to get over 1,000 viewers. So go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, put a light, that little dumb, it would turn black. Okay? Go to YouTube, go ahead. Go do it now. Go ahead. While I'm still young. And put a light, ring that bell every time I put a new video up, you'll get a notification. Okay? YouTube channel, videos will going to get better. The podcast is going to get better. Oh, my podcast stories, my crime stories, they will be starting.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Season 1 of that will be starting next year sometime. I'll let you know. And my space adventure stories, they will be starting right after the crime stories. So probably 3 months after that. So I will have 3 podcast shows up and going. This one. And this one is going to start playing music. And I'm the kind of guy who's going to play all music. Not just one kind of music. Hard rock. Rock, country, pop, funk music, hip-hop, R&B, all kinds of music. Jazz is going to be played. And at the end of every music, I just do my contact on YouTube, or we're going to talk about UFOs and stuff like that. Now on Riverside, I'm just hoping my audience come to Riverside and I can invite you. Just like you do on Zoom, when you have a Zoom meeting, you invite people to your Zoom. Well, same thing on Riverside. And that way I can be the host on Riverside and y'all will be my guests. And I need a guest host too, a special guest host. So all the YouTube, Star Trek YouTubers, I'm inviting you. Star Wars YouTubers, I'm inviting you. All the skinheads. White Nazi protesters, people who are in the Nazi and all that, I'm inviting you too, because you're American, you got your opinion, might not like what you say or who you are, but you have that right to make your opinion to American people and the rest of the world. Why you don't like black people and Jews and stuff, you have the right to that opinion. I'm giving everyone a chance. White supremacy, Black Lives Matters, or don't matter. I mean, might hate my skin color, but you still my brother. To God eyes, you still my brother. Cause once you leave that body and go up to God, either you're gonna change or you're gonna meet the fallen angel. It's just that simple. So I don't hate you. You might hate me and all that stuff, but I don't hate you. And we're going to definitely talk about white supremacy, race in America. We're going to talk about sex in America. We're definitely gonna talk about a lot of stuff covering it, okay? And it's just time to go back to the basis of this show, you know? And I think I bored y'all out with my life story. I bore myself out. Keep talking about the son that I thought I had. But it's over. Gone with his life. Hopefully gone on with his life and his girlfriend, and they gone off with the wind. And hope the wind just push him off into the history books. And for Jessica, we just pray for my grandson and Jessica. That's all I can say. Pray from the distance. Pray for him too. Pray for Michael Messina Whitlock too. For Jessica Melanie Whitlock and my grandson, pray for them too. That's what I can say. And that's all I'm going to talk about. Okay, that's it. But like I said, it's still going to be talk about Star Wars and the new series, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Trek, Lower Decks, the other show, the other animated show, and Season 5 of Discovery. And then once season 2 of Strange New Worlds and Picard starts, then we'll talk about that. Alright? But one Star Trek at a time. You know? And just some of the basic things. I'll tell you my experience, what I've been through. And hopefully, y'all listen to it and say, yeah, I've been through something like that too. You know? And that's basically what I was trying to do. Tell you what I've been through in life. And make y'all think and say, hey, I've been through that too. I feel like that too. I'm no longer a Democrat. I'm no longer an independent. I'm not a Democrat. I'm no longer a Republican. I'm an independent. You know? Oh yeah, me and my wife had problems. I got over it. You know? And I move on. My wife, my girl, my husband, I had my problems with him and all. We got over it. Now we more best friends. So on. And we definitely gonna continue talking about relationships and stuff like that. And things from the past. Child support and all that great stuff that women like to talk about. Oh girl, I made him go downtown and pay child support. Yeah, I got him for everything he got. Uh-huh. That's right, girl. You take that nigga, you take that little black thing down there. He didn't do his job. He's a low-life father. That's right. Uh-huh. He thought he got me, but I got him. You know? And those who got in that, young men and middle-aged men and all who got in that situation, don't get mad, okay? God got your back. He might not look like God got your back, but he got your back. He's going to find a way so you can pay your alimony, your child support, and get you out of that prison. He's going to, through his eyes, you're a good father. Through his eyes, he's going to make sure that you have. Alright? As long as you put that child first, don't look what she did to you and all. Put that child first. Take care of that child or children. He's going to make sure you taken care of. Alright? It's going to be a long road. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. And we're going to talk more about that in Season 4. Season 3 is about to end, right around August. And I'd just like to thank the New York Podcast Network for getting me all these people and putting me on that network and voting for my some of my podcasts. Thank y'all guys. Y'all are wonderful. And all my New York listeners who listen to the New York podcast and listen to the show. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. From up and down, north, east, south, and west of New York State, city, and all over New York. And all over the country, that's well. Who listen to the show. And all over the world. Thank you for Season 3. I mean, over 5,000 and counting downloads, people listening to me saying that I don't pay child, I didn't pay child support, I missed payment on my gas and electric. People that listen, actually listen to me. I know. And wasn't afraid to put my business out there. I don't care. You know. And I learned how to do it, how to make it work. Now I got a system. My system is the rent, then the gas, electric, then the cable, then the phone. That's my system. And then whatever's left, I put away. And I put a little bit of food. Since I just live by myself, I put away for a little bit of food. I either do DoorDash, I get a delivery, and all, and so on. You know? And as far as the past, the early events that happened early in the year, nothing I can do about it. You know, just move on. And don't listen to no, try to get no estimation, try to get no closer, and try to get no excuse. Because I'm not going to get one. You know? I'm not going to stop loving my 5 children. Never going to stop loving them. You know? I just hope Myra do her best and do great. Hope Jessica get the help that she need, and Michael get the help that he need. And for anybody else had the same situation that I went through, you know, different phenomenon and all that stuff, but went through the same thing, I hope that you forgive your children, or mom or dads, whatever they did to you, you know, so on, okay, people. We Americans, and we just gotta keep on, you know. And what season 4 going to be about, still going to be Star Trek, still going to be Star Wars, still going to be strange UFO stories and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you a little bit what's going on at work, how I still like work and stuff like that, a little bit of my little 3% business. Not going to give you the 100% business no more. I'm just going to give you like 3-4% from now on. And then I want to see this cinema action make y'all think that, hey, I went through that too. Hey, I just went through that today, you know. Losing your vacation time because you got a bad leg somehow. You got a big knot on your ankle and they sent you home to emergency room. You got to stay home for a week. And it's a doggone thing to do. You know, already born on the weekend when I don't go to work. So glad that I do have somewhere to go on Saturdays, every other Saturday. And then I have to stay home a week. Oh, boy. But made it through, though. And this, I know y'all heard the Go With The Flow song thing. Season 4 going to have gospel music on season 4. Okay? I'm going to have gospel music. I'm going to find a good gospel song to start the show off. Alright? Don't worry about season 5. Might have some kind of hard rock music or country music. Something like that in season 5. Season 4 will have gospel music. Okay? And I will be playing the music from the free royalty music that I get. In between my content and my topics, I'm going to discuss a topic like Star Trek, what's going on in the Star Trek world, universe. Then, in between that, maybe a couple hours, only record for an hour, so probably be a couple hours. And the commercials will go on automatically, okay? But, because the people that speak it, they put the commercial sometimes. If I don't edit it, they added it for me. So the commercial still be there and everything. But it's just so fun doing this on YouTube. People get to download it and watch me do the show on YouTube. Actually do the show. You know, and go to the YouTube channel or Facebook, see what's on Facebook, read messages and stuff. And for all the world, and I ain't hear no more about the war in Ukraine and all, but I'm just hoping that everybody, all the Ukrainians who live here in the United States, still love you, still support you, and you still got family in Ukraine. Some of us, like myself, is praying that this devil, this Putin devil, this Satan, this Lucifer, he will realize what he did one day. And believe me, God see what Putin did. He's going to get punished, people. And when God comes for him, he's going to get his. And anybody who was involved with it, he's going to get his from God. You know? So, don't worry about Ukraine. The family that you lost and all, they up there with God. The children, they up there with God. Okay? They don't have no peace. They have peace. And they don't have no worries no more. They don't have to deal with that demon no more. You know? And for all you Ukrainians who still in Ukraine, just keep praying. If you believe in the good Lord, keep praying. Because, believe me, he already at work. He already had a plan for Putin before he even started the war. And I think Russia gonna get it real hard. You know, and some of the Russian citizens going to pay for it because what Putin did. But the Russian government, they're going to get it real hard. It's coming for them. Believe me, people. Because you didn't have to go and kill women and children. Yes, you could have took them to jail, hold them hostage or something like that, or whatever. Took them to Russia, just put them in a camp or something like that. But you didn't have to go kill little children, defenseless children. The last time I heard about Ukraine, it was a bunch of people in the mall, shopping at the mall, popping the mall. And Russian troops just bombed the mall. It was a mall or whatever. I know they bombed. It was a lot of people, children and all, in it. That was the last report that I heard. Since then, I haven't listened to the report in Ukraine. But I just hope the war is over. I hope those snakes, those devils, those demons going back to the evil Russia. You know, evil Russia. I'm going to call it evil Russia. The evil USSR. You know. Satan slavery rules. United Satan slavery rules. That's what Russia stands for. United Satan slavery rules. Mm-hmm. And sorry, Putin. That's the way people all around the world really think. We think you should step down. Step down. You evil. You're not a human. You're not. You're more worse than Donald Trump. I thought Donald Trump was worse. But you passed that. You up there with Hitler. Right on the same shelf of Hitler. Because if it wasn't for the, what you call him? We got detect the other countries, you probably relate Germany and all the other countries too. You know, you went for the United Nations, you probably will go invade their countries too. Because I know you would. You itching to start World War III. Let me tell you something. Losing nuclear bombs, it's not going to win this war. All you're going to do is destroy the human rights. all human life. That's all you're going to do. Innocent people. Oh, that's right. You already killed innocent people. So what the hell you care? No. That doggone heck you care. You can get up every morning, eat your rich food while your Russian people suffer. You know, your Russian citizens can't do nothing, can't protest, can't say nothing but the Russian government. Have no kind of freedom. But you want to go invade a little small country and put them on that bullcrap too. This is one of the things why make America great, because we have our freedom to speak out how we feel about other countries who's evil. It's just unbelievable. You know? And not trying to start nothing and anything. Nothing like that. Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Okay, guys, in Washington. But I'm just telling you how I feel about the war in Ukraine. It's sickening. It's sickening. And I know that we couldn't get involved unless they invade the United Nations countries who's under the United Nations protection. So if Russia invade one of those or get involved in a war, conspiracy in one of those countries, then Germany will get involved, and then if Germany get involved, we definitely get involved, because Britain, France, and all of them going to get involved. But this, I mean, you already heard early in the podcast that Russia banks, and they do that same thing in Russia. People in China don't have no freedom. No freedom of speech. No freedom of the press. No freedom at all. You know. And the China government, they're going to fall too. You know. They're going to fall too. I mean, evil just don't win. You know. And I just hope the Republicans and Democrats take notes as what happened, what's going on in Russia. Hoping they take notes. Because the same thing can happen here. Look at all the look at all the bad worms that Donald Trump took out. Now, you can't put those rats right back where they came from. They already out. That's why we're going to talk about the white nationals and all that stuff. And, you know, because I'm going to bring it up on YouTube. And we're going to talk about it. I know race is a very powerful thing, but just going to let you know, after 200 years, it's still going on. After slavery, after the civil rights, it's still going on. And we got people in the Republican and Democrats racist. Don't let the Democrats get off you too, because we got some racist people in the Democrat. Even though we got a black president who was a Democrat. Can't fool me. That's why I went independent. This can't fool me. I ain't buying it. You know? Because you went gun control. You got control of half control of the House. You got control of the Senate. You can bend stop this. You know? And we're going to talk about America's future. The schools. The shootings. The crazy people who still go to school. And still got those crazy darts. Doing something stupid. The holidays, like Labor Day coming up. 4th of July, like that shooting. What are we going to do about the next 4th of July? If we all going to have to go to metal detectors now? Just to join a bunch of firecrackers busting in the sky? Guarantee, just like you go to the airport every holiday, you're going to start going to metal detectors. You're going to start seeing police and helicopters flying over you. might not be a third world country yet, but we getting there. We definitely getting there. Look at the street. Look at the inner streets. Streets of Chicago, Baltimore, Dallas, Los Angeles, and many more. Look out in the streets. It's already a war. It's a private little America war. Something gotta be done, people. Something gotta be done. Oh, we're just gonna have a lot of bad things we're gonna see on the news. I just hope it never be again. Hope we never see another 4th of July like we just saw this past 4th of July. Hopefully we'll never hear about some crazy person. Just hope and pray that we don't. But you know how the world is, especially in this country. You know how it is, people. And I don't know what to tell you. No. That's why I just don't want to watch the news that much. So now, I like to go, like y'all go to Amazon to purchase my books, my two books that's already on Amazon. Go to Corey Whitlock, type in Corey Whitlock, purchase, go buy Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, and Mr. Bookie Shoes. They great books, great stories, okay? All my listeners, everyone, go buy this book. You can download it, or you can get paperback. Whatever you do, just buy it. Short stories. It's little short, really short stories that I wrote. Really good books. My first two. So, just give me some slack, because they're going to get better. They're going to get longer, and they're going to get really, really good. You know, the first two is really good. The third book is coming out December 23rd, 2022. The black people from the people from the black dimension. The gateway that opens up their universe, their world is about to collapse, and they find a way to our universe, right to Earth. And now we got over 40,000 people from another world coming to a portable, and we gotta deal with the dead problems. And that's what the people from the black dimension is about, and we just gotta deal with that. You know, and it's a really good book. Really good book. And that's my other gift that I love doing. So thank you for listening, everyone. Come back again. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And as always, Ashley, and we love you. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast
Show.
Good night.